recently out of office for his support of the state's right-to-work law and because of what they consider his general anti-labor stance. So Connally told the White House he does not want the vice president to lend prestige to the union meeting. On a recent visit to the President's Club in Dallas, an organization whose members have each contributed $1,000 to the Democratic Party, Humphrey was needled by one labor leader for turning out only for the rich folks. By God, Humphrey replied, I'm trying to come to your convention. If we can get by Connally, I'll be there.
Never ever heard of any such thing, and what is more, I never ever talked to Brown about it, and I didn't even, as a matter of fact, I think this thing was just automatically turned down simply because I didn't want to do any more speaking in August. I haven't any appointments in August. I told him I wanted to quit talking, and I just plain just didn't want to go. Never heard of such nonsense. Never ever talked to anybody.
Life magazine's right there.
Well, they're a damn liar. Isn't that awful? My God, we've turned down 500 meetings since August.
How about, do you think it'd be a good idea to call Connally and...
Well, I think I better call up Life Magazine first and tell them they're just a bunch of liars.
And straighten it out with John, because I'm sure he reads this stuff as gospel up here like most other people outside of Washington.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. Never, ever, ever heard of any such thing as that at all. So help me God, I never gave anybody any commitment at all about it. The most that we've ever said to anybody is, if they ask us to come down, we say, well, drop us a letter and we'll see what we can do. Nobody. That's just, you know, that is sheer fabrication. Not even one scintilla of truth to it.
Okay, good. Well, the president just walked in. Just a minute, Mr. Vice President.
Hello.
So, good morning, Mr. President.
Well, happy landing.
Oh, we had a wonderful trip.
Good.
It was just fine, my goodness, and I'm anxious to tell you about it.
Wonderful.
We had excellent reception, and I think that those two astronauts did themselves up nobly, and the press over there was good. The USIA man told me that that there wasn't one single unkind word in the French television, radio, or press, and for the first time, everything was happy and constructive and good towards the United States. The people along the streets were very friendly, and the French government apparently decided that they were going to be friendly. So it was good.
Well, that's fine. I'll see you. You're going to be at the signing this afternoon on the tax bill?
Yeah.
I'll see you. And I got a full report of your meeting with De Gaulle, I guess. Was Boland with you?
Yes, sir.
He sent it in, so...
The only thing that we were very careful there, and I've written up a little memorandum for you, too. Boland asked me to do that, to sort of fill in some of the things he might not have. And the main thing that De Gaulle finally opened up on with me was on the Dominican thing. And I think I found out two things. Number one, he was grossly misinformed, terribly misinformed. And secondly, he was quite receptive to what I thought was at least a pleasant and reasonable explanation of what we'd done and why. I don't know whether it has any effect or not. I know that the French have been acting up at the Security Council there. And without directly referring to any potential French vote in that Security Council, I tried to point out that there were times that we had to depend on our...
Bill, don't you leave. I won't say a word to you. Wonderful. I'll see you this afternoon when I get in.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.